Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Big news story this morning is, of course, the United States, Donald Trump sanctioning the International Criminal Court. So joining me right now is U.S. Attorney at Law, lawmaker John Day. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So I'm actually reading with amusement all the reports of the things, the projects that the U.S. was funding. But that aside, it's time to get serious. And so what does it actually mean materially that President Trump has sanctioned the International Criminal Court? What does that mean?
Well, you know, what effects are it going to have? Of course, yeah, and that's a great question. The timing, of course, is significant because Netanyahu is in D.C. He's meeting with Trump. And what Trump is saying is, not only is the U.S. going to continue to push back against the ICC, which we've been doing for some time. I mean, even Biden was opposed to the ICC. But what Trump is saying is, we're putting teeth into this now, because if you cooperate with an ICC, International Criminal Court investigation of the U.S. or Israel, then we will sanction you. And what it means is, we'll go after the people who cooperate with the investigations. We'll go after the people who are the investigators. And these sanctions take the form of financial sanctions, asset freezes, and also visa restrictions. And it's really Trump saying, we have teeth in these enforcement mechanisms, and we're going to use them.
What's your feeling? What's your thought on that?
Well, I think it's from the Trump perspective, it's a logical extension of what he's doing. I mean, if you want to understand the mind of Donald Trump, and I don't mean this too facetiously, but you need to watch the Godfather movies series. You know, I mean, that underlies his approach to these things, which is a take no prisoners attitude. And as regards the ICC, that's been seen as a target, not only by conservatives in the U.S., but also by people in the Democratic Party who have long been supporters of Israel, like Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader. He's in favor of these sanctions as well. So a lot of negative reaction, of course, from the progressive side of maybe the Democratic Party, but overall lots of support by the Republicans. Trump is riding this wave of what they see as a lot of successes, a lot of sort of fascinating announcements, including the Gaza Riviera announcement. But the ICC sanctions are just one more piece to their sort of disruptive approach to how they're doing things.
Look, that he's definitely not afraid to call anyone out. Right. And I think that that's the kind of leadership that in many ways the world has lacked, because if you don't stand for something, you can fall for anything. And the world isn't just made up. There are certain inherent truths. I'm not saying that he represents that, but they are. And we seem to have lost that over the past decade, just as a world. When I look at this with the International Criminal Court as a South African, there's two elements. One is, as a South African Jew, I look at it and I think, hold on, is there actually a case here? Because I follow the news, I'm on all the different groups, and it's not just my echo chamber. I want to hear other people's opinions. I'm on the Hamas groups because I want to see what they're posting. And it's also that I can understand the truth. But, I haven't seen anything that actually justifies a case by South Africa at the ICC. So is it actually an organization that should be delegitimized?
That is the question, and that's what, I mean, Trump is trying to do. But again, remember, this goes back, this predates Trump. Even in 2002, there was the U.S. passed a law that directed the U.S. military to essentially rescue anybody who is being held by the ICC, whether it's an American or a close ally, meaning essentially an Israeli, who is being held by the ICC. So even going back years before Trump, the American approach to the ICC was, hey, look, if we have to authorize military action to rescue our people or our good ally, Israel, we're going to do it. So this is, you know, a long history of opposition to the legitimacy of the ICC, and obviously recognizing that the U.S. and Israel were going to be targets all along. I mean, that's sort of been the underlying theme of a lot of what's taken place. There have been efforts in the U.S. to try to cooperate, to try to moderate the opposition, even recently. But I think a lot of those, the politicians who were supporting that, including some Republicans, felt very betrayed by the latest actions that the ICC took toward Israel. So at the end of the day, very unified support here generally for the sanctions. The sanctions have actual teeth in them in terms of focusing on people, not only the people who work for the ICC, but anybody in the U.S. who cooperates with the ICC.
Yeah. What's so interesting is South Africa, when South Africa wouldn't recognize the legitimacy of the ICC when they convicted Omar al-Bashir, which is the big irony. When he came to South Africa, he wasn't arrested. In fact, South Africa helped him to escape. And, you know, and now all of a sudden, I'm trying to get my head around this. Like, what, when did it get so warped, John? But thank you so yeah. much for trying to bring some clarity to this blonde sitting in Johannesburg.
Happy to try, Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful weekend. Take care. Yeah. Bye. Yeah, you know what? It's a big challenge to try and make sense in my brain, right? That's John Day. He's a U.S. lawmaker. He's an attorney at law. And certainly I feel smarter for having spoken to him. Coming up, going to speak to Irina Zuckerman, another brilliant human being. She's a human rights and national security lawyer. She's based in the United States, going to be talking about which countries are due to take in Gazans.